This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Guys, I saw a young man named Tim jump on a 20-inch box last night. He made a 20-inch box jump, and it made me think, what's the greatest King of the World athletic moment that you've ever had? That moment where you did something that everybody said you couldn't do. Here's audio of Tim making his box jump with a demanding trainer pushing him.
Do it now. Jump up on that box now. Go.
Now, you might be thinking to yourself, oh, a 20-inch box jump, that's nothing. Tim is, he was at Noob Ability Athletics Camp in Daquan, Illinois. He has no arms. And so that means he has no balance up top.
Right.
If he's trying to do something like that.
He also can't like build momentum by swinging his
right.
arms.
Right. Can't swing his arms to jump up. So you hear her saying, do it now. And he tries and he can't do it. I mean, there's a moment where he kind of just lifts one foot and he wants to step up onto it. But no, that's not the way you do it. Jump up there, both feet up in the air, put them on there. He tries, almost misses, and then catches himself on the ground. And then finally, she's saying, all those people that told you you couldn't do it now. And he bites down, jumps up, and lands it. Now, when he's done afterwards, he leans into his trainer for a hug. And you can see his face just rushing with tears. Because for him, that was the moment. Look, he was scared. His balance wasn't there. And he didn't think he could do it. He didn't think he could do it, but he had people around him telling him he could. They were going to be there for him. Somebody else believed in him, though. No matter how many times you fall, you can get back up and try again. That pain is never going to feel as bad as the good feeling feels from accomplishment. And that's a huge deal right there. Whenever you have a good feeling, and this video's all over Twitter. It's all over Facebook right now. But somebody else believed that he could do it, and then he did it. Now, 877-881-1053, maybe you have arms, and you're like, Corey, that I can't compare to a moment like that. There's right. something that you did athletically or something that you accomplished that you thought, I can't do that. People told me, I can't do that, but you tried anyway, and you faced your fear. You faced whatever it was to get you to that point. This summer, and I'm going to be gone for the next few days. Lucy's
what?
Back.
Why didn't you tell me this?
Lucy's back. She's going back to Cleveland. This summer, we've been learning a lot about Lucy, and we learned that things didn't quite work out as well as we hoped. We're still battling uphill with what we want to get done. But between my wife and myself and my daughter, there is no give up. There's not even a choice.
Right.
Adrian, she pushes the whole thing, man. She's the horse that makes this trailer go, which is really, I'm deathly allergic to horses. So for me, that's a bit, big deal.
You just called her a horse.
Yeah, I'd call her a horse. But Lucy had, she had a moment like this summer. She had a moment like this that stood out because every year for the last 3 years now, we've been trying to get her to jump into a pool. We've been trying to get her to jump off the side and into the water. And we were at one of the parks that we swim at. It has a 3-foot ledge and it has a 15-foot ledge. And her brothers are all jumping off the 15-foot ledge. She was like, I want to do that. And I was like, awesome. Yeah, it's 12 feet deep and I don't trust you to swim in that yet. And then she was like, well, let me do the 3-foot. And I was like, again, I'm just not quite there. So over the last 2 weeks, I've been watching her jump into a number of different pools. Friends, family, they have pools, and she's jumping in off the side. And it brings tears to my eyes to see that. Because, Colby, she She couldn't see it. She couldn't see the water. She couldn't see her eye. She has a vision problem. And that's why she wears glasses. And whenever she's swimming, man, she's great in the water now.
Right.
She took some swim lessons and she's cruising. It's not a fast pace. It takes her some time to get where she's going, but she takes her time and she plods along and she gets there and she doesn't panic. And it's as a dad who probably hovers too much because, I mean, I've had all these things happen where I wasn't there. You know, the night that I woke up and she'd been laying on the floor for 4 hours. And I should have been there for her, and I wasn't. That was, you know, it makes me feel like I'm not there enough. So I probably hovered a little too much and didn't give her those opportunities to really, you know, stretch her legs out and kick and get going because I was too afraid to let her do that.
Right.
But this weekend, when she gets back from Cleveland with her mom, because we're pushing a new method that's going to help her, I'm going to take her to that pool, and I'm going to let her jump off that 3-foot ledge into the water, into 12 feet deep water. And if she wants to do the 15 footer, I'm going to let her do that too. Because the joy she gets, the pride I get from seeing her get an accomplishment like that, there's nothing like that sense of saying, I'm king of the world. I did something that people said I couldn't do, that people said I shouldn't do, that people said I can't do. And I'm going to do it anyway. And it was awesome. And she loves it. It's a great feeling. So 877-881-1053, what's your king of the world moment? Because for me and for watching Lucy, that's it right there, man. Just jumping in the pool.
Man, when you got kids, you have a lot of king of the hill, king of the world moments. Blaze playing basketball and hitting threes. That was one for me. As far as for my own self,
I was about to say I've seen pictures of you jumping off of ladders and, you know, ladder matches and stuff.
I've had that surviving your first table, where you jump off a ladder and go through a table. That surviving that the first time, because it's scary as hell. I'm gonna go ahead and let you know when you're on top of it's
an
8-foot ladder and the table's on the outside of the ring and you've got to jump off of that. Make it to the table, one, and then B, you're going to go through that table. Now, finding out that it doesn't hurt as bad as landing on the ground, you don't written. Everybody can tell you that, but you can't know that for sure in your mind because it's been built in. Whether you're watching wrestling or whatever, oh, he went through the table. It's even worse. It's actually not. You get to find that out, but you don't find that out for sure until you go through the table.
And I bet the adrenaline that's pumping at that point too kind of helps.
Oh man, just jumping off of anything that was, you know, the top rope. My first moonsault that I tried.
Yeah.
The first moonsault that I tried, when I finally landed it right, because a couple times I damn near landed on my head because I'm not as agile as I should be. For trying a moonsault.
Uh-huh.
So the first time, because what it is, you're on the top ropes and you're facing away from the ring. So you've got to do a half-ass backflip and land on your stomach or on your knees and elbows where you're covering the guy on the ring. And doing that the first time, the guy that was helping me out with it said, your head was about 2 inches off the ground before you got your feet over.
Oh, no.
And just to let you know, you were that close to just spiking yourself in the corner of the ring, which is the part of the ring that has the least amount of give.
Text in 877-881-1053. I'm so glad Colby made it and didn't die. Let's go to the phone real quick. Sean and Little Elm, you're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Rangers and the Cowboys. What's going on, Sean?
Well, my king of the hill moment, I have lost 365 pounds. Holy. I used to weigh 600 pounds.
Holy crap.
And I did something about 2 months ago that I wouldn't have dreamed of. I'm in CrossFit, and I climbed a 20-foot rope all the way up to the top and rang the bell.
Oh, are you serious?
Wow. Yep.
Wow, dude, that's amazing. And what was that feeling when you got down? Was it at the top where you hit the bell, or was it when you finally hit the ground and you were able to celebrate that moment? What did that feel like for you?
I cried, to be honest with you. I'm about to tear up talking about it now. I thought I'd be dead at this point in time in my life. I'm 54 years old. I didn't think I was going to live to see my kids graduate school. So it's you can't put it into words. You really can't.
Well, dude, hey, man, as a fellow former fat person that lost some bunch of weight, I mean, not as much as you. You did awesome, dude. That's a congratulations on that. That's an awesome moment right there, dude.
I appreciate it, and I'm so proud of what you've done and accomplished yourself, sir.
Thanks, my man. All right, have a good one. There he goes, Sean, right there. That's awesome.
That is awesome. Now, I did want to ask him, but when you got to the top of the 20-foot rope and rang the bell, because this is your first time being at the top of the 20-foot rope, ringing the bell, does anything go through your brain of, how the hell do I get down?
I don't know.
Because you're 20 foot on a rope.
I don't want to just slide. It's going to burn my hands.
So I guess you have a rope glove.
From the 972, I'm nearly 300 pounds running a half marathon. Suck it, haters. So that's awesome. You're going to do that at that weight. That's awesome. Go get it. From the 817 at 5'8", 150 pounds, my senior year, I hit 2 inside the park home runs in one game. I've never hit one out the park. However, that year I ran a 4.440. And I lost, I had 6 inside the park home runs that year. Dude, I imagine that's a King of the Hill moment right there. Not a lot of people get to experience the inside the park home run.
No.
It's a sweet feeling to hit the sweet spot of your bat and knock one out of the park, but to be able to do something like that, know that you're flying around those bases, bam.
Is it the sweet point for me? I haven't done it a lot, but when you do hit the home run, was because I didn't know that I hit the sweet part of the bat the first time I hit a home run. Mm-hmm. I had no clue. I just swung and I was like, wow. And I had my head down running to first because I think that went a long way. Mm-hmm. And I look up to see if I should be running to second. And the first base coach is just sitting there going, with his hands twirling above his head, mm-hmm. like, you can slow down now.
You got it, dude.
Because there for a little bit, I actually thought, did I hit a helicopter?
Where did it go? From the 214, I made it through basic training in the Army. That was the hardest thing I've ever done. Man, no, I have friends. I have two of my best friends were in the Army. One of them was in the Air Force. And them making it through that moment, they said that was their peak, man. Everything else after that has been easy because of what they had to go through physically and mentally. From the 562, starting my first college football game, the most exciting, scary, satisfying athletic experience I've ever had. And this is what it is. We've seen the video of the kid with no arms jumping on a 20-inch box jump, and he made it. And for him, that was a huge moment in his life. 877-881-1053.
From the 806 on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text at 877-881-1053. I know I just repeated the same numbers Corey did, but let's go on with it. When I saw my son score his first goal in soccer, kicked it from about 40 yards out, it went right above the goalie's reach. I lost my mind.
Oh, man. I bet. Absolutely. From the 214, I started crawling at 4 months old. Okay. You don't remember crawling at 4 months old. What's
you don't
he doing?
Know that.
Yeah, if you're crawling at 4 months old, you're pretty advanced. He probably remembers.
But he doesn't remember. Or no, she, there's no know. Way.
Do you know that for a fact?
I mean, I wasn't there, so I probably don't know. If Mickey was to be like, hey, were you there? I would be like, I don't know, I wasn't there, Mickey. And he'd be like, well, I'll see you in Oxnard. And I'll be like, nope.
You can't prove you're right.
That's a good point. From the 631, I got hit in the head by a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, fractured my skull, and was out for the rest of the season. I spent 9 months recovering and hit a walk-off home run to win the county championship against the team I got injured against. Now that's a badass moment.